This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. At least 78 people were killed in a stampede in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a Wednesday. Al Masira TV, the main television news outlet run by Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi movement, said that several people were injured in the incident, including 13 people in critical condition, citing the director of health in Sana'a. The spokesman for the Houthi-controlled Interior Ministry said the stampede took place while merchants were distributing financial aid during the final days of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Two witnesses told the Associated Press the tragedy was sparked when armed Houthis fired into the air in an attempt at crowd control, apparently striking an electrical wire and causing it to explode. A new attempt at a ceasefire between Sudanese troops and paramilitary forces in Khartoum failed on Wednesday, leaving people fearful about dwindling food supplies and a breakdown in medical services. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
The 24-hour ceasefire was lobbied for by countries trying to evacuate their citizens. It was to come into effect at 6 p.m. local time, but two eyewitnesses in separate areas of the Sudanese capital told Reuters that fighting had continued. Hundreds of people have been killed since the violence erupted. Thousands have been injured. This doctor at the Sudanese Ministry of Health says that most of the big specialized hospitals are out of service.
That was Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. A court in Western India on Thursday rejected opposition leader Rahul Gandhi's petition seeking a stay of conviction in a defamation case. Gandhi was convicted last month in a case brought by a state lawmaker from India's ruling party after comments he made in 2019 that were deemed to be insulting to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other people surnamed Modi. This is VOA News. Gandhi lost his seat in Parliament and was sentenced to 2 years in jail. His sentence remains suspended until he exhausts all his legal challenges. Britain now has Western Europe's highest rate of consumer price inflation, and it was the only country in the region to post double-digit inflation last month. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire explains.
The bad and costly news for British consumers comes after price rises fell less than expected in March. Official data Wednesday showed inflation only dropped to 10.1% from February's 10.4%. That was worse than analysts and the UK's central bank had projected. It likely boosts the expectations of some analysts that the Bank of England will raise interest rates again next month.
That was Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. Two people are dead after strong storms moved across parts of the central United States on Wednesday. The National Weather Service began issuing tornado and severe thunderstorm warnings Wednesday evening in Oklahoma, Kansas, and Iowa, with forecasters warning people to find shelter. The fatalities occurred in the small town of Cole, Oklahoma. McLean County Sheriff's Deputy Scott Gibbons told local station KOCO-TV that authorities expect there will be more casualties.
We still have multiple injuries of various levels that we received. Based on the damage reports that we received thus far, it is possible that more injuries and fatalities may come forward.
The storm left scores of homes and other buildings badly damaged or destroyed. More than 23,000 customers were without electricity throughout Oklahoma at one point. Recent storms have spawned tornadoes in the south, midwest, and northeast, killing dozens of people. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol will visit the United States next week for a summit with President Joe Biden. The two leaders are scheduled to hold talks on April 26 in the Oval Office before holding a joint news conference. The White House says President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will host President Yoon and his wife, Kim Kyung-hee, at a formal state dinner later that night. In sports, Tiger Woods' return to the golf course is up in the air after his latest surgery. AP correspondent Gethin Kuba reports.
Tiger Woods had fusion surgery on his right ankle Wednesday morning to alleviate arthritis from a broken bone, putting in doubt whether he plays any more majors this year. The 47-year-old Woods disclosed the surgery on Twitter and said it was a subtalar fusion procedure to address post-traumatic arthritis from when he broke his talus bone in February 2021. The 15-time major winner made the cut at the Masters earlier this month after opening 74-73, but withdrew in the third round. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
I'm Richard Green for VOA News.